My good people, as always, we urge you to read the bulletin carefully and digest it. Reading this for the sake of curiosity or just to get it over with profits nothing. Whatever you read, if you don't ingest it and digest it, you might as well not bother reading it, unless, of course, you are reading simply for recreation. I'm talking about especially spiritual reading. This coming Saturday, the first Saturday of March, with the masses in this church at the usual times of 6 and 8 in the morning. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of March. There will be no Mass in Birmingham. There will also be no catechism class next Sunday here. Now, as we all know, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, which is called Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, is a time of relaxation and feasting and preparing for Lent. I know there are a lot of people who have gotten it into their heads that it's a wrong thing, that it's a bad thing. It actually started out as a good thing. And just because the world at large has perverted it and taken the religious aspect out of it doesn't mean we must discard it. Let us feast on Fat Tuesday. Let us have a very nice dinner, a day of relaxation, and also a day of preparation for the awesome season that is to follow, the season of Lent. My good people, we just got through with St. Paul's braggadocious, if you like, little pity party. At least that's how some people look at it. But I don't see it that way. To me, I think St. Paul was tired of hearing people complain about what they had to suffer. And so he was letting them know that in reality, they really weren't suffering all that much compared to others around them. I think St. Paul was just simply making a statement of facts to encourage people that no matter how hard they think they have it, there are others who have it a lot harder. Now let's apply this to our own situations today. How many of us find ourselves complaining about everything under the sun? Before I came to join the monastery, I worked at a job which allowed me to be present at a certain factory, more than one actually, when it took their break, the workers took their break. And day after day after day, for the entire time of the break, there was nothing but complaint, complaint, complaint. They complained about everything under the sun. The work conditions, the weather, the bosses, the fellow workers. Continuous. My good people, believe it or not, you even hear it after Mass out in the parking lots. Not necessarily this one, but all parking lots. all basements of churches, wherever people gather, there's a complaint made about something by someone. It never fails. And let's look into our own lives individually. Do we not find ourselves very, very often in our thoughts, if not in words and actions, complaining? Why me, God? Why me? Why did this happen to me? Why am I having such a hard day? Why is this? Why is that? Complaint, complaint, complaint. The world has a more powerful way of saying it. My good people, why do we complain? Is it not because we are too focused on ourselves, on our self-interests? If we were focused on God alone and on those around us for love of God, would we not find ourselves complaining little or none at all? And also, do we not complain a lot because our pride has been wounded? When we get right down to it, is pride not at the root of most of our complaints? Why should I suffer this? Look at what I'm doing for you, God. Look at all I'm suffering for you, God. Why add to this? My good people, if St. Paul had been truly complaining, truly griping, he would not have become the great saint that he became. His preaching would not have been as powerful as it was and is. St. Paul was not complaining. He was simply pointing out to the poor people who weren't suffering as much, hey, what's your gripe? If St. Paul could undergo all that he underwent, if any of the martyrs could undergo what they underwent, if Our Lady could undergo the immense suffering, most of which was her spiritual and mental, if our Lord Himself could undergo the tremendous suffering He underwent without complaining, my good people, can we not go through our little lives suffering what little we do suffer in comparison? Can we not say thank you, God, for helping me, for allowing me to share in your passion, in your passion? After all, that's what life is all about. Our Lord Himself said so. If you love me, follow me. But He didn't just say, follow me. He said something just before that. Something very, very important. Pick up your cross and follow me. I think a lot of our complaints come from the fact that we forget the pick up your cross part, and we simply want to follow Christ through a bed of daisies with no thorns, with no bad weather. No, we must follow our Lord carrying the cross as He carried it. May God bless you, every one of you, during this holy season of Lent. And I suggest that instead of giving up something like candy or whatever, that every time you find yourself complaining about anything, weather or otherwise, you stop yourself and say, thank you, Lord, for this gift, because it is a gift. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.